This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In our country, over the last few decades, there's been conversation about autism. This clearly hits home for me as the immensely proud father of three children, including one, Quentin, who has autism, and many questions about autism, including the number of individuals diagnosed with autism has increased dramatically, and a lot of people have engage in the debate. Why is that? Are we just recognizing it more? Has something happened? And we've had good science on this. We've had awful science on this. The Wakefield study, which was cited over and over again, was thrown out. It was a fraud. And I will never, ever fault someone for wondering, why does my child have autism? Why does my young adult, why does my older sister have autism? And when it's driven by science and compassion and empathy, I'm all for it. We've also had RFK Jr., who has profited off of it, who, in my view, has cited studies that have been disproven repeatedly, and he's continued to cite them. We get the president, who hasn't met a conspiracy theory that he hasn't embraced, unless, of course, it was against him. And so now we have the two who bonded over politics. The reason why Bobby Kennedy is the secretary of HHS is Donald Trump didn't want him in the race, thought he could hurt him. And he said, hey, endorse me, and guess what? I'll give you a great position. He does. And so Bobby Kennedy has made a number of decisions which I've massively disagree with. I've offered that up on a regular basis. And so the other day, they started talking about this link between Tylenol, pregnant moms, and autism. And there have been a number of studies that have shown this to be erroneous. They talked about this study with Harvard, and they linked to that an awful lot. And when it gets to biomedical issues and biomedical ethics, the number one person I go to is Arthur Kaplan. And Arthur is with us. Arthur, who was a part of the University of Minnesota for a long time, is still flourishing at NYU and is going to be part of an event with the U soon that we're going to talk about. I know I wanted to reach out to Arthur already, but on the day that the press conference took place with the president just going on and on and on about Tylenol and don't take it and don't take it, this is one of the items that Dr. Kaplan offered up. The announcement on autism was the greatest display of ignorance, unfounded blather, dangerous advice, recycled old nonsense, and outright malpractice advice since Trump recommended bleach for COVID. A total laughingstock and embarrassment. Arthur, next time, please give your opinion a little bit stronger. I'd appreciate that a little bit. Okay.
Otherwise, it was a pretty good event.
Yeah, it seemed like you really liked it. Okay, what bothered you so much about the presentation?
What bothered me is it was based on the hope and the promise a couple months ago that they were going to have a big reveal on the final identification of the cause of autism. You know, they promised it months ago, said new evidence, new information. Kennedy and Trump had touted it as, you know, it's going to be big, it's going to be huge. And what we got was a kind of nothing burger, and worse, dangerous advice. Nothing burger part, you know, people have been looking, Chad, for a decade at the connection between Tylenol and autism.
Mm-hmm.
The best they've ever been able to find is a correlation. That is, some people who took it seem to have a slightly higher rate of autism in their kids than those who didn't. But as everybody has to remember, correlation is not a cause.
Yeah.
There's probably a correlation between eating pickles and peanut butter sandwiches when you're pregnant, and one group might have a higher incidence of a disease, but that doesn't prove that's the cause. Nobody, and the vast majority of studies, don't find any cause, including the latest, biggest one out of Sweden. The autism community has been well aware of that hypothesis. It wasn't news. It wasn't a breakthrough.
No.
And they have not found it credible. You can see on websites today all the autism associations just saying it isn't that. And I don't think it is either. By the way, let me give you two reasons, if I can, quickly why it isn't.
Sure.
One,
yeah.
The autism rate has gone up, I don't know, 300% in terms of diagnosed cases over the past 15 years. So big jump. Maybe up to 1 in 40, close to that. Anybody think the use of Tylenol has gone up 300%?
No chance.
Not a chance. And remember when Tylenol had the big scare way back in 1982 where they had to pull it off the market?
Yep.
So it went away for 2 years. 2 years.
Must have went down.
Nothing went down.
Yeah.
Nothing. So that's why I'm skeptical in the extreme and was so bitterly disappointed. But then, just quickly, you know, we get all kinds of other advice flying around. Never take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol, even if you have a fever. Well, every doc listening to this knows that fever in first trimester pregnant women is a real danger to the fetus. There's data on that, and you want to get that fever down, and the safest way to do it through many studies is Tylenol. That's the best way to do it. So fevers are bad for babies. In utero fetuses. They do cause birth defects and problems and miscarriages. Delay your hepatitis B shot. Remember that was brought up? I don't know how it got into this conversation, but there it was. And it was said, don't do that till you're 14. It's sexually transmitted. You have to do it because you can. The mom can pass it to the baby through birth. So you don't wait 14 years. You have to do it right away. And those were the things that I was saying really got me angry because they're dangerous and no one should be following them.
This is Dr. Arthur Kaplan with us. You can follow him on Twitter where he's just retweeted an endless series of studies and doctors who are pointing out over and over again that this has been tested repeatedly. As again, my son is 24, diagnosed very early with autism. We've heard about this link repeatedly and also heard from credible doctors there isn't a link. Now, the White House is citing this Harvard study and using this for credibility to go against some of the other studies. What do you want to say about what Harvard or what this particular scientist offered up at Harvard?
Well, sadly, he's a paid expert witness in litigation against the manufacturer. I think he made over $150,000 so far.
That's the number.
And the court said he was not credible. So they can lean on that study, but it's not the best source. Again, what you want to do is say, I'm not just interested in correlations. All kinds of things correlate. Me talking to you is probably correlated with some people having indigestion right now, but I'm not sure I'm the cause. It just may be they get it about this time every day, you know. So other radio shows, not this one. But the causation studies, the ones that really look at families and look closely, they're not seeing cause. They just don't see it. What they do see is genetics, by the way. There is a role for that.
Well, just on Kennedy overall, I mean, because of what you do, you've been aware of him before. This has been something he's pursued for a long time and going after proven areas of society and medicine. And listen, having someone who is going to challenge conventional thinking, I'm not against. We shouldn't, just because it's been established, never try to prove it. But when he cites the most rare examples or the smallest group of people on a particular study that goes against the 95, 96, 97, 98%, and part of what's bothering me too, Arthur, is now he's dismissing other people who will now go along those theories. And when he's putting these groups together, he's putting people who have supported his theories for decades to just give him the affirmation.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll surprise some listeners, maybe some MAGA listeners or MAHA listeners. I think Donald Trump's a very effective communicator. He's shown himself very capable of getting messages that he wants out and across. And I think Kennedy just doesn't serve him well. I know he feels a political debt, as we said, partly for his reelection to Kennedy and his supporters. Got a couple of percentage points there that probably made a big difference. But the president's not a science expert. He's not a medicine expert. Whatever else he knows, he doesn't know those areas. And I think Kennedy really is just not doing him a service with his fringe theories, conspiracy theories. You know, he talks about autism as if the only people with autism are in institutions,
yes,
unable to toilet or do anything. You know that's not true. People with family members, friends who have kids or adults that have autism, there's a huge spectrum. It goes from Elon Musk all the way over to probably, you know, a quarter of the people in Silicon Valley making fortunes because they're really good at math and they're not very social. It's just wrong to talk the way Kennedy does. And I think he has never gotten over his anti-vaccine animus. He just keeps going there and going there. I don't know. There's probably hundreds of studies at this point examining the link between vaccines and autism. Just not there. And he just won't pay attention. So he's giving advice.
Can I just chime in,
Arthur? Where the president is more reliant for outside opinion, I just think it's just a bad combo.
Well, and also just on Kennedy, on the excellent point you're making, when he is held accountable, it's, no, you're distorting what I said. You're taking me out of context. Sometimes that does happen. With him, it's every single time. It's every single time.
You know, he keeps saying things were no good at the NIH. The entire place was corrupt, and they were gaslighting us until I got here. Really?
Yep.
I mean, the whole 75 years of NIH has just been one corrupt scheme?
Last thing, and again, Dr. Arthur Kaplan, two last things, says I want to talk about what's coming up with you and the University of Minnesota. What do you say to the folks out there listening right now whose opinion on doctors and medicine and science changed so dramatically because of COVID, where they don't believe Dr. Fauci. They don't believe Dr. Ostrom is on this show all the time. They believe they were lied to. They believe the concerns were exaggerated, that this was targeted at Donald Trump. And it has now had an effect on them and how they feel about doctors, medicine, and science going forward. So anytime you bring up something that's disproven, their quick default now, Arthur, is, well, what about COVID? What about COVID? As if everything about COVID was 100% wrong.
Well, look, I think people were really let down by science and medicine as they saw it. They were told to get shots and they wouldn't die, and people still died, although less than would have happened if they hadn't had the shots. They were told not to send the kids to school, can't go to work, can't see friends, all kinds of mandates that they hated. And it really just left them shell-shocked, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not over that. And that caused a lot of distrust in science. But it's one thing to say we were just bitterly disappointed by confusion and uncertainty and death through this pandemic that we hoped our medicine and our science would be able to stop quickly, hoped. Even Trump hoped that when he pushed for COVID vaccines. And to ignore well-established areas of medicine like how to take care of pregnant women. You don't take that disappointment, you shouldn't, and move it over to another area. So look, the first thing I would say is Minnesota, Twin Cities, blessed with excellent health care. Talk to your doctor. Let somebody who cares for pregnant people give you their experience, their opinion. You know, Trump and Kennedy are not doctors. I would say use that expertise, use that excellence. Go online and see what the professional societies are saying. You know, the Maternal Fetal Medicine Society, the American College of Obstetrics, the American Medical Association, American Psychiatric Association, they're all up there now.
Yep.
With plenty of information. Go there. Don't just go onto X or some wilder site. Go where the experts are and see what they say. And lastly, I think it's very, very important to see what the autism community is saying itself. There is no support for this. None. You check the autism sites out.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see that they are just not having any of it.
This is Dr. Arthur Kaplan, excellent at NYU, very vital to the University of Minnesota when he was there. He founded the Center for Biomedical Ethics. Tell folks, Arthur, about what you're doing on October 14th. Sadly, right in the middle of the show. I mean, taking us on, Dave. What do you think? I mean, going right at us.
Good luck.
I mean, this is
good
it.
Luck to him.
Yeah, good luck. You know, but tell people what's going on between you and the U of M.
Well, for those stragglers who you know just can't take another hour of you, I think I'm on 12 to 1 on a
Correct.
Webinar sponsored by the University of Minnesota Alumni Association, Minnesota Medical Association. On October 14th, and you can get information, just get in touch with the U of M Alumni Association, and they will fill you in on, it's free, and I'll be talking about this and many other things that I think will be of interest to folks in Minnesota. So
absolutely.
Hopefully, you know, we'll get a few, I don't know, a couple.
You'll get more than that. Cheat on us, folks. This will be great information. Arthur, I always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Dr. Arthur Kaplan here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm incredibly sick of Bobby Kennedy insulting my son because that's what he's done over and over again by demeaning so many autistic individuals who live in our country. And there are many autistic individuals who need 24/7 care and have it at a high level and have residual other issues. But Bobby Kennedy demeans so many other autistic 10-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 24-year-olds like my son with just dismissive, insulting comments. And then when he says, I've never been around somebody who was a 7-year-old autism. This fool is a part of the family which was essential to Special Olympics. Did he miss out on that with his family? Yep, there's no 70-year-old autistic individuals anywhere on the planet. That's what he says. He lies. Or he only believes what he wants to believe. And I'm not questioning his intelligence. He's very smart. But he sees a conspiracy in every second of the day. He just does. Wanting to take dye out of our food, wanting us to eat healthier. Oh, I know. The last person said eat healthier with lunch. That was Michelle Obama, and she was mocked. So I'm for these ideas. I'm not one. You can hear me as a cynic and as a skeptic on many issues. Let's challenge things. But like one texter says here, hey, Chad, why don't you wait a few years to see what the results are of something simple, stopping taking Tylenol. What else we have to get got to lose? And my point was, as Arthur Kaplan said repeatedly during the interview, this isn't new. Kathleen, I heard about this, read about this many times. You've got 99%+ of the studies saying no. The one study saying, yes, the causation, but not the direct correlation. And then he's paid. And even in court, he was dismissed by the judge, lacking credibility. So let me tell you, without a shred of a doubt, there is nothing more in my life than I want my son to live the most full, complete life possible. We would not have selected autism. I would not have selected seizures. I would not have selected his heart stopping when it did. I would not have selected spinal cord surgery. I would not have suggested that he has internal issues constantly. But I would tell you, I can't imagine a second of my life without someone who is literally my hero when I see what he's overcome. And that doesn't mean I love him more than my older boys. He just faces more challenges. So I do raise all my hands. I've got 19 hands, Dave, as you can see. When people say, wouldn't you want to find out? Yeah. And wouldn't want to find out ways to help him. With Dirk 1A, they don't live very long. I never take that for granted. The reason why I'm on this time of day is because of Quinton. The reason why I walked away from Afternoon Drive at the Fan is Quinton. The reason why I walked away from the Wolves is Quinton. So I'm not against exploring. But when you're promising some major breakthrough and it's nothing new and every other study has disproven and somebody says, well, why not just do it? Because as Arthur pointed out, in the first trimester, fevers and health issues with the mother can lead to significant issues. So the president is just haphazardly, Dave, saying, just fight through it. Just fight through it. Come on. Just fight through it.
Tough it out.
Tough it out.
Tough it out, ladies. Let's go.
Sure. It's as simple as that. It's not simple in any way. And I have the greatest amount of empathy possible for individuals who think a vaccine changed their child. And there are millions who feel that way. The studies say it didn't happen. Didn't happen to our son, even though some disgusting comment recently on Twitter when I posted myself and Quinton. Of course, I had to get comments about too many vaccines to my son. You know, that's the classiness.
80 of them. 80 vaccines.
Yeah, we're just making up numbers. And then also, you want too much liquid.
Yeah.
Most doctors tell me, you know, the first thing they say, don't have too much liquid. No liquid. He just is making it up. It's like somebody's texting, do you really believe when he went on the bleach rant? I know it was embarrassing. And when the country was looking for information and the president is tossing out theories just randomly, when people are trying to understand why relatives are dying all over the place and maybe they're next and he's just talking about bleach? Hey, Dr. Birx, what do you think about this bleach idea?
You'll never forget Dr. Birx's face as he was going on that. Are you serious?
Yeah. Kind of how Lindsay feels when you come out of the shower. I mean, really? That's it? Yeah.
It's really unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, just I do want to make the analogy.
Ball don't lie, but still.
Okay. Okay, Sheed. Maybe when you're done, you're going to play hoops like Rashid. I don't think so. I don't think Stretch Lab is that effective. We're going to talk basketball, though, the Lynx with Jim Pete. Is it over?
Might be.
Is it over? I mean, the best record in the league. We got runner-up MVP. We got co-defensive player of the year. We got somebody who should have been coach of the year, probably. We blow a 20-point lead. What's the significance of it? Jim Pete, in a matter of minutes. Stretch Lab's going to help you out. I guarantee you, when the Lynx went to practice today before they flied out to Phoenix for game three, I think it's Friday, right? There was plenty of stretching done. You know, Stretch, all of us, every single one of us, pliability, flexibility, a little motion in the lotion, right? Let's go. Let's go to people who know what they're doing. That doesn't mean you should stop at home and only stretch with Stretch Lab, but they're trained professionals, double-figure locations. Stretch Lab is getting bigger and bigger in this country. I've been going for 6 years. Yes, I bring my son Quentin there, but I also invite friends of mine who are 30, 40 years younger than me. Yeah, that's how old I am. Or 20, 30 years older than me. I can't go much older, sadly. Stretch Lab can help you out. Trust me, it's worth it. Check them out today.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Our friend Jim Peterson is here. Jim, obviously, longtime Lynx assistant coach, regular with us. You see him all the time with the Wolves. We're talking Lynx here because the Lynx clearly have been the best team in the regular season, and they are playing Phoenix last night. They're playing the Mercury. They have a 20-point lead, seemingly about to go up to zip. And guess what? Sports happens. 20-point lead gone. Phoenix wins in overtime. Jim's with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Pete, it is a reminder when I think of the NBA and make this comparison. The Bulls, the 96 Bulls, the 72-win team, they lost playoff games, right? And they still won the title. Then you have the team that would eclipse them, the 73-win Warriors team. Well, guess what? They lost playoff games, and they didn't win the title. So you tell me, as somebody who still knows the league a lot, what is the part of last night's game that concerns you most, and what part of last night tells you it's just sports, it's never easy?
Well, it certainly is just sports. I mean, like, you know, I think one of the things that Cheryl Reed was very upset about was the fact that they didn't match the effort that Phoenix came out with in the second half, because I mean, obviously, in the first half, when you're up 48-32, you're up 16 at the half, and they really looked, you know, like a force of nature in that first half. They shut down the Phoenix Mercury and drove their field goal percentage sub 40%. I mean, they were shooting 37.5%. Lynx shot 50%. And, you know, Lynx just never got on track from outside the arc. Bridget Carleton never shot the ball well. But, It's the physicality, and that's the one thing that I saw when I watched Phoenix play earlier this season in the first round was that, you know, their ability to defend. Alyssa Thomas is she's been an A-level defender for a long time, and she's just doing so much for this team, scoring, assisting, doing so much. Satu Sabally is she has got tremendous size, Chad, and physicality as well. Natasha Mack is very good. Kalia Copper, she's known for being a big-time shutdown defender. So you knew they were going to come out with physicality, and that's, I think, one thing that really did disappoint Cheryl is that the Lynx didn't match the effort that Phoenix brought.
Okay, so as we look ahead, if the Lynx, and again, clear-cut the best team in the regular season, if the Lynx aren't going to win the title, is that it? If teams can physically play with more force, is that where the Lynx are a little more vulnerable? Or is that just how Phoenix plays and that's just going to be their strength no matter what?
No, I think it's, you know, I think the Lynx can certainly play. They play physically as well. They get up into you defensively. They're an excellent defensive team. I mean, Alana Smith was defensive player of the year, and Nafisa Collier was defensive player of the year last year. So they've got tremendous physicality on their team. You know, Natisha Heidemann didn't play much. She only played 15 minutes last night, and her and Jess Shepherd are pretty important to their bench. And you know, the Lynx got outscored 22-3.
Bench was nothing
off the bench, Chad. That was a big factor that Natisha couldn't you know, be more effective because she's been such a key person for them, giving them productivity off the bench. So, you know, and then you know some of the late game stuff too. I mean. You know, and I, you know, just watching the body language of the coaching staff, you know, when it came down to end of game situation in regulation, when the five second call happened, that was kind of tough, you know, and Cheryl, you know, she looked back at the bench, you kind of tell that she was a little bit upset with the execution. And then, you know, they did the reset after that, and then they got their players in the backcourt, got proper spacing, got the ball in bounds, but the damage had already been done with the 5 second call. So, and then you wonder, you know, when Courtney Williams makes the two free throws, Chad, makes it a 3-point game.
Where I was
again,
going here. Yep.
You know, she, you know, there's still 20 seconds to go. And you know, in that timeout, I'm not sure you talk about fouling there. You know what I mean? Like up three,
even with a veteran team.
I just don't know that you. You don't want to foul up three with that much time left.
No.
You don't just want to just hand them two free throws. So, you know, I think that with that much time left, and then, you know, the by virtue of the fact they got the offensive rebound.
That's when
and then
you
they
foul.
Got it back out to Sammy Whitcomb. On the reset now, look, the veteran team, what you're saying is, could you on the fly, on the reset, you had a foul to give there, like could you verbalize that? Well, I mean, I guess you can, but then it just gets confusing, and then you foul somebody in a shooting motion, and then now you're putting somebody on the free throw line, Chad. So I'm just saying it's more difficult than you think it is to communicate these things in high leverage situations.
I get it. Again, Jim Peterson talking to us right now. We're talking about the Lynx series now 1-1 with Phoenix. They head out to the Valley for games 3 and 4. But, Jim, to me, this is a veteran, smart team. You've been on those huddles.
Yeah, sure.
I have not been. But I just can't, Cheryl, Lindsay, and this whole Rebecca and this whole crew say, okay, there's 20-some seconds left. We're not fouling until it's under 10. Now, if you can't see the clock, then you're not fouling. But if you get an angle of the clock and the player's in a non-shooting motion, then I'm trusting the intelligence of this veteran team at that point to say, yes, I obviously get the concern about you're in the shooting motion. I just want to have that dialogue with the team and trust their intellect at that point.
Yeah, no, it's a valid point. I just don't want to second guess Cheryl because I just know how hard it is in those situations. And
I think she was second guessing herself though, wasn't she?
Yeah, probably. I just don't know. I didn't hear her post game presser, so I don't know what she said.
She was a little bit. Yeah,
I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she is, and you're always going to second guess yourself after the fact. You know what I mean? But I'm saying when you're in it, it's when you're having to make those decisions in real time. It's more difficult. And trust me, you know, when I was coaching with Cheryl, we went through this whole dilemma multiple times.
Yes.
about fouling up three. And we got burned once in Dallas fouling up three. Lindsey Whalen was trying to get a foul on, and Odyssey Sims got into a shooting motion, like an unnatural shooting motion. She stopped short and got into a shooting motion. And then we also communicated to foul up three against Chicago in Chicago one time. And Wade didn't feel comfortable fouling against Courtney Vandersloot in that situation, and she didn't do it, and they ended up hitting a three, and we ended up losing the game because Vandersloot missed a free throw on purpose and then got a layup. And so, anyway, it was just I'm just saying, it's more difficult than you think it is, Chad, and I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I just think you got to move on from it and just focus on, you know, matching an effort against a Phoenix team that plays very physically.
I liked it.
And you know, Tibbetts has done a great job coaching that team, by the way.
I liked it better
really
when
nice job.
Your earlier answer said you're probably right. You could have just said you could have. Okay, so the Lynx enter this series as a significant favorite. Not like it's a walk in the park because we're down to four here. Okay. They're still the favorite, but how big of a favorite are they now? 1-1 and Phoenix feeling very good about themselves.
Well, I mean, if you're going to win a championship, you've got to go through some adversity and you have to be able to, you know, answer the bell. And I think that that's one thing that this Lynx team has done big time this season. They've answered the bell time and time and time again when they've been down in games. I mean, they just did it in the elimination game against the Valkyries. They were down big in that game in a very hostile environment. I mean, that place was a snake pit, Chad. And they went there. What were they down? 17 late in the game. And they came back and won that game. So this is a team that's trial tested. Cheryl, I mean, I was texting with Cheryl after that Valkyries game just because it was such a gutty win. If you stayed up to watch it, you saw it for yourself what that team was made of. So,
right.
You know, so I just think that this Lynx team just very rarely disappoints. You know, they just play so hard. I just love Nafisa Collier. I wish she would have won the MVP. Alon Smith is just, she's so physically gifted defensively. And the funny thing is, you know, I was talking with Cheryl about this too. Like, it was just like, she was cut because she was not a good defensive player.
Yeah.
And for her to
That's
win the defensive
of
player
turnaround.
Of the year, it seriously is. So, I don't know. You know, the bench needs to come in and be more effective. You know, Jess Shepherd and Heidemann aren't going to have games like this again. So, 22-3 is a difficult pill to swallow, but they'll do better.
On this, and then we'll let you go. Are you ready for the snake pit you're about to face this afternoon? You're about to challenge one of the better golf courses in Minnesota. Will it be a snake pit, or will you be in control of the snake like a halftime entertainer?
I don't know. I just hope I played better than I did yesterday. It was an embarrassment out there. It was I was not good. So
maybe
I played a lot better against you when I took all your money on Sunday, though. That's
Hello.
All I know. I was throwing darts on
Hello.
Sunday.
I walked out of there with money. That's my memory. All right, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Okay.
The great Jim Peterson. Okay. Let's pause. Okay. You want to react to the links? You can. 651-461-9226. I think last hour when we were talking George Michael and Wham, did we actually identify the bumper music theme?
We did not.
Yeah. What is it?
Let me give you a little quiz.
Sure.
Can you figure out what this band, R.E.M., Wham? Let's see. We'll still hear from Pink. We'll hear from Blink-182. Do you know what those groups all have in common, Chad?
Tremendous talent.
They do have that in common.
Fortunate to be associated with our show.
Yes, all of that's true.
Yeah.
The other thing you're not mentioning is they all have punctuation in their names. And we are celebrating punctuation, as is America, because it is National Punctuation Day.
Which is your favorite?
Oh, the exclamation. Absolutely.
It's way overused. Come on.
That's because it's so good.
It's overused. Another day in America.
No question mark guy.
Another, leaves a lot of questions, right? Another day in America where it certainly looks like another political assassination. And it's just heinous. It's awful. It's a story you've been hearing about all day. Shooter with a rifle. Nearby roof in Dallas. Onto ICE location.
killed two detainees, wounded another, and then the killer, like the coward he is, took his life. Head of the FBI, Kash Patel, released a photo on social media, showed a bullet found at the scene with the words anti-ICE written in what appears to be the marker. We started the show talking about Erica Kirk and her willingness to forgive. Again, ICE is incredibly contentious right now, Dave. The border crossings, I mean, if the numbers are staggering, the drop. And don't even start, because this show all throughout was crushing the Biden administration on just their inept, feeble failure on stopping the overwhelming flow. And the administration in this area has lived up to their word. Having ICE agents who are masked, who are taking people off the street when they're not even certain if they're ICE or not, deeply troubles me. Individuals who have committed the worst of the worst crimes, go get them and get them the hell out of here. Do I even come close to equating those individuals, Dave, with Fred at the bank, Carlos, who's your lawyer, or others who, by the way, have been here for an extended period of time? Guess what? They didn't come here the right way. We do have to stop it. I agree. They're not the same thing. They just aren't. And there are parts of it which have been extraordinarily effective, and the other parts that are just racist. Where, wait a second, you speak Spanish? I'm coming for you. And we got to be better than that. And it's hard because there's too many individuals in here who mean harm. But they're not the same as the person you've seen at the bakery every day or lives in your neighborhood. But even with all of that, the answer is never, ever, ever just shooting at ICE. Never. In this case, agents weren't harmed. Detainees were. So if your statement was to show ICE how wrong they are and this is your perverse, awful way to do it, now you killed detainees? So, again, it's early. The signs seem to indicate one way. It may prove to be 100% correct. It certainly looks that way. But we can do this novel concept and wait for a little bit more information. But, again, no matter how vehement you disagree, this isn't the path and should be condemned whether you agree with the direction of ICE or not, just the same way as with Melissa Hortman and Charlie Kirk. It's not hard to be consistent on this issue.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.